News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now let's turn to that story emerging overnight. Israel reportedly keeping the Rafah border crossing with Egypt closed, or due to open it today. It had been due to keep it closed, but it is the suggestion is that it is now going to be open. We're joined by Jonathan Fowler, Senior Communications Officer with UNRWA, the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East. Jonathan, just bring us up to speed on these reports that the Rafah crossing will now be opened.
This is a very important issue because all crossings need to open, and they need to open to full capacity for aid to be able to flow into the Gaza Strip. We need a massive, massive scale up. We're all aware that this, you know, there's been lots of conflicting reports whether this is on or off. I mean, I think it's going to come down to actually seeing what happens on the ground over the course of today. Because sadly, we've seen in the past not just conflicting reports, but conflicting action on the ground. Crossing may be opened and then the hours may be restricted, or the kind of things that can be processed coming through it. So I'm not sort of prejudging what may or may not happen over the coming hours.
Are you encouraged by the reports that 600 trucks of humanitarian aid will be dispatched by the UN and the private sector and donor countries? And that they will be allowed through. Are you encouraged by those reports, or are you kind of waiting to see it before you get too carried away?
It's the latter. I mean, sadly, over and over in this war, it's always been about that when the things have actually happened that we can feel encouraged. I mean, we're always encouraged by announcements and, you know, what may be coming, but it has to happen to be, that's the case. It just has to happen on the ground. I mean, the reality has to be there.
Israeli officials had said that their initial refusal to open up the border crossing was due to Hamas violating the ceasefire deal because it had failed to turn over the bodies of hostages. Now, it has since done that. But what do you make of that response from Israel?
I mean, as a humanitarian and development worker within the UN, I don't make a habit of commenting on the political choices.
Sure.
What I can say is that, it's crystal clear that the scale of the humanitarian crisis in the Gaza Strip means that there is no time to lose. Now, you know, who may trade blame about why things get slowed down is another issue. But the point is, every hour, if not minute, that is lost is potentially more lives needlessly lost on the ground. You know, let's not forget that the Gaza Strip was pushed into a man-made famine. The level of humanitarian desperation, the need is breathtaking. And so nobody can afford to lose any time on this front. I mean, everything needs to move without delay.
Jonathan Fowler, Senior Communications Officer with UNRWA, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let's hope we see those aid trucks starting to go through as soon as possible, as Jonathan was saying.
Absolutely.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.